The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own by, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself. Bye guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hi everybody, how you doing out there? It's a rainy day and we're all kind of gay. I'm Ian Fidance and I couldn't be happier for another episode of Bye Guys. This episode I got my jewel and I'm feeling cool. I'm not gonna freak out because I don't have nicotine this time. I'm very excited. It's menthol. It burns my lungs, which makes me feel alive. And we are live in the hive right here. And I'm sitting next to my main man, my co-host with the most, the spooky ghost himself, Zach Amico.
Just so you guys know, Ian blowing menthol in the air is like a gay version of smoke signals.
Yes.
To get black gentlemen. I know.
It's just like blowing a fire and the smoke comes out in the shape of a dick. And then a man named Chantrice comes in, takes care of me.
A man whose name is also a color. Hi, I'm Chartreuse Jackson. I saw your smoke signal.
The name Cheyenne. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, man. I feel good. Real shit show last night. I'm excited to talk about it. I think.
Yeah.
You have a show last night too?
I did. I had a night, a good old fashioned comedy as well.
It's back, baby.
It's back for better or worse. It's back.
Let's introduce
also,
our guests first.
So is COVID. But yeah, let's get into our guests. I'm very happy they're here. You know, one half of this dynamic duo that's sitting across from us has been here for it all. She was here for the origin story of the show, Bye Guys.
The orgy story?
She was here for the orgy story. And we just had...
She's been there for it all, and now she's seen it all.
Sure yes, have. I know. We had quite the experience today, and I just can't wait to just dive right in. So our guests today are the wonderful Shannon Lee and Maddie Jester Skulls of The Thing Is...
Ding.
Podcast. I don't know what the ding is, but I'm into it. If I'd have known, I'd burn up my bicycle bell. How are you two doing?
Fine. I'm still getting over what just happened.
Because Shannon saw something. A ding.
What just happened?
What'd you see?
Shannon?
That.
So here at Gas Digital, the guys just kind of pee all willy-nilly. Just go into the bathroom, do what they got to do. Don't worry about closing the door, let alone locking it. And I figured I'd pee real quick before we started the show. And then I look and the door is open. So I figure it's okay to enter. And before I even took a step, I just saw Ian's penis.
Oh, you saw
I
it?
I sure did.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Or you're welcome. I had no idea. That's why everyone was making a big deal out of it. I thought they were just like, I can't believe she walked in on him. Oh, wow. So you saw the old fidanche.
I did. And I've walked in on Lewis. I've walked in on Harrington. Just people that don't like to close the door. But I've never actually seen the penis because their back was to the door.
Oh, wow.
I saw your penis.
Wow. Where
were you standing that she saw...
That's so surprising because I thought my back was towards the door, kind of. You must have been really zooming in on it.
Do you want to make sure he was actually pissing?
Yeah.
It was just one frame. I saw one frame of your penis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like Fight Club.
The first rule about seeing my penis is tell everyone about my penis.
That's what I did.
The first rule is don't close the bathroom door.
Yes, you leave the door open. And
now, was this an intentional move?
I mean, no. I legitimately...
I would have had so much more respect for you if it was on purpose.
We were starting the show. I was like, I got to piss real quick. And I was so glad it wasn't a number two dookie doo-doo. And, you know...
Or you would have seen his asshole, apparently.
I shit on the toilet like A.C. Slater sits in the cafeteria. Well, Shannon, you know, have you ever seen a penis here before?
Of course, yes, I have
on the SDR show. Lots of penises.
Gotcha.
But that's the first one I've seen in quite a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, add it to the Rolodex, baby.
Yeah. I feel like this is bringing us closer.
I guess so.
Wait, you know, is this the first comedian's penis you've ever seen?
No.
Oh. Well, I feel
Shannon.
Shannon. Alex.
Zach, we've all seen your penis.
I know.
Mine doesn't
Why would you give
count?
Her an out?
Mine doesn't count.
I don't think I've actually
seen a man's penis. An adult man's penis.
Yeah. I feel like this is kind of more fodder for our bit that we do where we talk about fucking to cuck Lewis, which is a big theme of the show. Thank you guys so much for all the feedback. We get tons of feedback that the show is so great. And you know what? You're right. It is. And this is the fastest rising, most popular podcast. I'm very surprised by the amount of downloads we're getting. I mean, I'm not surprised. It was a good product. It's a fun show. This is progressive shock jock radio, I feel.
We're cock jocks.
Yeah. This is cock jock radio, really. We're bringing it back old school style where we have some fun antics, but it's all with a positive, sex positive, wonderful, accepting slant.
I smell a bit brewing.
Yes, there is a bit brewing that you guys are going to see later. Shannon, you're going to see it all today, really.
Oh, boy.
But,
there's a bit brewing, but Ian needs to have another cup of coffee first.
Well, I got my second one right here. And, I think... really, ultimately, the goal is to bury Lewis in all aspects of life, whether it be making
or just bury Lewis.
Could start there and be done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, ultimately, the goal is for this show to blow out to the point where Shannon has no other option but to fuck me in a night of passion and love just to really rub it in Lewis's face. So, you know, today was step one in my diabolical plan to take over the world. So. You're welcome, Shannon.
Thank you.
You look haunted.
It's just like I just see that one snapshot. It's just
oh, so
still
you got a
there.
Good look at it then.
It's still there. Oh, I think so.
I mean, shaft and head?
My brain couldn't like put it together that right. much, but I feel like it was a pretty
so
good
So you like know what
piece.
You saw by instinct, not so much.
Whoa. Oh. Wait, somebody's got to throw out a compliment.
Can you repeat that, Shannon?
Just once on the record?
I feel like it was a good size piece.
All right.
Hell
well
yeah.
done, sir.
Let's raise our glasses to that,
congratulations.
Fellas. Thank you. I
appreciate say, he hasn't
that.
Looked embarrassed over
Cheers.
This story at all this whole
there
time. I think he was just waiting for you to say it.
Yeah. No, I mean, the key word in confidence is finance, so I'm feeling good about that, you know.
And con.
So I just want to get down, like, so you saw like the leaving a 7-Eleven version of it. You couldn't describe like how it looked to a
right.
police sketch artist.
Yeah,
like if my penis committed a crime, you would have a hard time describing yeah. it.
Yes,
but was it like 6'4" or was it like 6'even"?
And black.
We somewhere in between.
I was
two.
Wearing an 8'2".
It's a perfect size.
It slaps someone on the subway. Well, hey, thanks. If smoke them if you got them at home. How about that? I get a nice piece. What a wonderful day. I woke up feeling so grateful to be alive today. The hits keep on coming, you know?
It's only going to get better. Let's do plugs, get them out of the way, and start our wonderful show.
Yes!
Maddie, Jester Skulls, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
If you
want to
follow me on social media, you can do so on Instagram at Jester Skulls, Twitter, Dr. Ding Daddy, because they stole my life away. From me and twitch.tv/JesterSkulls, and of course, the thing is with my lovely co-host Shannon.
You're my lovely co-host.
All right, I am lovely. Thank you.
Is it my turn? Okay, yep. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982, and of course, listen to this show wherever you listen to podcasts. Maddie and I are doing kind of like an internal contest right now, where if by the end of the month we get 100 new reviews on iTunes,
it was 500.
No. Let me finish.
Oh, thank God.
Wow.
Or 500 new followers on YouTube, we are going to get matching TTI tattoos on the inside of our lip. And Maddie agreed to it.
I feel like this contest is getting easier and easier.
No, that's how it's always been.
To happen.
Zach, we should do that.
Follow them now. followers, yeah. I mean, tattoos, yeah.
Yeah, we should do matching tattoos if we reach like a hit mark. Or we should do a covert Patreon, and that'll be one of our little tiers.
I went to a seminar once where a guy, like a coroner, collected pictures of people's tattoos, and he had a whole thing on biker tattoos, and it was this old biker lady, and he's showing pictures, and he goes, if you look inside her lip right here, and it was like an old biker lady,
oh, no.
And inside her lip it said, come here.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. You know how like your parents are friends with someone, but you end up calling them like aunt and uncle, you know? I had a cousin, Bubba, and he had sit ear tattooed on his lip, and he had your name tattooed on his penis, and that was like his pickup line. He'd be like, I have your name tattooed on my pecker, and then they go, nah, and he'd show him, and he ended up dying. So, rest in peace, R.I.P. Bubba. He was a volunteer firefighter. He got a firefighter send-off. Anyway, Zach, what are you plugging?
I have an Uncle Angelo who has stars tattooed across his knuckles so that you see stars before and after he
knocks
you out.
Jesus Christ. Wow. I fucking love it. Yo, there's a there's an Instagram account called Snake Pit. Alex, if you could get this on the screen, it showcases shitty tattoos in like the stories, but on the Instagram, it's all like sexual tattoos of like people just getting like vaginas or like people fucking tattooed on them or penises. Wow.
Yeah, let's look at it after we're done with plugs.
Yeah, 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 you're right.
All right, real quick, I'll go real quick. Guys, you can follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. If you are listening live, I am in Norwalk, Connecticut tomorrow night at BJ Ryan's headlining two shows. They just put up free tickets on their story, so I must be selling a lot. And I have a door deal, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And this Sunday, me and Ian will be co-headlining at Old Man Hustle in Brooklyn with Chris from Brooklyn hosting. It should be a lot of
fucking
fun.
Yes, I totally forgot about that. That's awesome. I am going to have to go on before you because I have a spot afterwards.
No problem.
But that I totally forgot about that. That's awesome. And speaking of which, I'll be at BJ Ryan O'Toole Shaughnessy's in Norwalk, Connecticut, Saturday, May 15th. I am not doing a door deal. I'm doing a guarantee. So if you come out or not, who gives a fuck? But come out anyway. Say hi. I'm very happy about hitting the road because I've gotten messages from comics that have been on the road and people from Bye Guys have specifically gone out to see them because I heard them on the show, which I think is so fucking cool, and I love that. And I just confirmed Wilmington, Delaware, House of Laughs, June 11th and 12th. I'm going to be at the Funny Stop doing a weekend, headlining the Rubber City Comedy Festival May 7th and 8th in Akron, Ohio. Zany Chicago, American Comedy Company in San Diego. I'm filling them up, baby. Come on out. We'll smoke a cig and
do a jig.
Do a jig, yes! Woo-wee! My man Zach finished the rhyme right on time. Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch, ianimal69, I-A-N-I-M-A-L-6-9. Twitch is a really good time. I'm playing Bloodborne. I don't know if you've heard of that game.
It's named after one of the diseases you have?
Yeah. I'm positive, you're correct. I am playing this game. People suggested it. And I am getting so fucking mad and frustrated at how hard it is. Mm-hmm. And it's no longer fun, but I keep playing because I need to get to the next level. So follow me, hang out on Twitch. And I'm doing a Twitch stream this Sunday, 10 a.m. with Tim Butterly. We do it every week. So, yeah, hang out on Twitch with me, baby.
Fantastic. And guys, don't forget, if you are listening live, today is the last day in the run to get your Bye Guys hoodies. Today is April the 15th. We are doing a two-week run. We have Bye Guys hoodies up on podcastmerch.com in baby blue and pretty pink. Get it today at just in time.
I totally forgot. I'm going to post it on Instagram right now.
Yeah, post it.
I totally forgot.
Last day. We did sell a nice little number, but we have a few more left to go. And the more we sell, the more merch they're going to let us have up on podcastmerch.com. So if you got a few shekels laying around and you could spend them on a Bye Guys hoodie, that would be ideal. All right, let's get into the show, baby.
Yes. Oh, also, Ian's Infinite Playlist every Friday, 1 p.m. SiriusXM Radio Channel 99. Thank you.
Of course. Ian, I believe you had a show last night?
I did, yeah. Well, tell me about your show. You know, who goes first?
I'll go first. Your story's probably better. Back out on the road, did a bar show last night in Hoboken, and I was told it was sold out. So I was like, that is good. What I did not know is he meant there were 5 tables a hallway bar room.
Where in Hoboken?
Right near the path.
Oh.
And I'll tell
you. So it went awesome is what you're telling us.
It was like 2 or 3 couples and 2 families of 4.
Have you noticed at every show it's all couples now?
I had 2 families last night.
It really?
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like everybody coupled up during quarantine, and now the thing to do is go out, live entertainment, live shows. And I was talking to someone, and they brought up the point, and I don't know if I believe this or not, but at a certain point, because there's no tourists and everybody moved out of the city, do you think we'll run out of people at comedy shows?
If the tourism doesn't come back, yes.
Oh.
Certain clubs will be fucked.
Oh, yeah. Well, they should have been fucked a long time ago.
Yeah, certain clubs
fucked to begin with.
Certain clubs that have the Barkers are probably having a real tough time.
LOL, you're totally right.
Yes.
More importantly, there is also like 0 single people anywhere. Like there with this whole thing of everyone
that
just going out in couples.
No. There's no single guy. Yeah,
you grown spinster.
I mean, there's just like if I've gone to comedy shows, I was just on vacation and it's just couples of people. There are
I
no
love
single
those
people.
Pics. You look so great, Shannon. I can tell you've been working on your bod and you know, I don't know if I'm single, but I am ready to mingle if you just kinda wanna, you know, you already know the goods. Why don't you unwrap it?
Your story, Zach.
The comics before me all tried very hard. and the crowd was ornery.
Oh, boy.
They started just talking
a bunch of little
back.
Stinkers hanging
just
out.
Just talking back to each comic, like reviewing
rousers.
Each joke.
Oh, I hate it.
Right? So I'm just sitting there, like, dreading. I'm flop sweat before I go on. And I had to do 25.
Oh, boy.
And I'm just like, fuck. I was like, I really got to tap dance for these people. And in the middle of the show, the couple that was directly in front of where the microphone was, I think started to break up during the show and loudly broke up throughout each comic set.
That must have made things more pleasant.
And then a girl tried to do crowd work with them and did not go great.
Could you hear what they were saying on the breakup?
I could hear what they were saying, and I was on the other side of the room.
Holy fuck.
So I go up. Sweat it out, do okay, maybe. And I'm like really fucking dancing for them, act outs, going as much as I can. I'm getting them. The couple starts to break up during my set, and I just stop talking. And I go, I'll let you guys finish. Ooh. And then they took the hint, finally, right?
Uh-huh.
Or so I thought. During the last punchline in my closer, which ties together like 5 minutes of stories. He made it look like an accident, but I think he kind of did it on purpose. The guy smashed his glass on the ground during my punchline.
Mazel tov.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to say he hit her. I was like, this fucking story got awesome.
I watched it. He just went, bang, and smashed the glass on the ground. And I was like, thank you. Good night.
Oh, my God.
But hey, I made $20.
Worth it. So you paid half your path journey back to the city.
I took a cab each way. It was awesome.
Oh,
and there's 2 more single people out there in the world now.
Yeah, and
I know. Score
and one's your
Shannon.
Type.
I was just going to say.
Oh, there we go.
Destroys public property for performances.
What were some of the arguments they were saying? Could you hear it? Like, what were some of the points they brought up?
One of the comics asked if they were together, and they had different answers. And the guy tried to like make a joke of it, and I think the girl got really pissed.
Oh boy.
And they're like, are you a couple? And I think he was like, first I ever heard of it.
Uh-oh.
And the girl got really offended.
Fair.
And then they proceeded to argue and break up throughout the show.
Or not break up. Maybe they were
together.
Or
no, they went home and fucked.
Oh yeah, that fucking breakup post fight sex. Holy shit. Fuck me like you hate me. Woo.
I don't know. There's another way.
Okay, first of all, I just want to say I'm so excited because Alex's mom is in the booth, and I can't wait to get... Can we get her a mic and hear her opinion about some of these things?
Not... Yeah, she's okay with it.
Okay, cool. All right, because you're going to hear a lot of stuff, but you know your daughter. You're probably used to some wildness.
Hmm. What are you talking about? She's a precious angel, Ian.
I know. Well, I immediately said you should be so proud of your daughter. She's so wonderful. She's such a good person and a hard worker, and it's true. And people say that they love when you chime in, Alex. So, you know, feel free to. And, you know, Alex's mom, when we play Guess the Butthole, you'll be the first contestant.
Yeah, Alex really excels here, but luckily the bar is extremely low for employees.
Yeah. Alex is a star employee at this fucking pig pen.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. No, you're great. And people love when you chime in, so feel free. And Frank, shut the fuck up. God damn. Yeah, dude. I can't fucking... I mean, it's such a monkey's paw of, like, be careful what you wish for. We all want comedy to come back, and it's slowly devolving into just the shit show that it used to be, you know?
Yeah, like, people were very excited for 2 months.
I know. And now it's just fucking drunk animals. I was at the stand the other night. And I was in the bathroom. I was, you know, it doesn't matter what I was doing in the bathroom, but it wasn't pleasant. And I heard these guys talking about getting kicked out. And this guy was like, bruv, I'm helping you.
Oh, God. Oh.
You're a comedian. What I'm saying, you should make funny. It's not my fault. The dumb bitch next to me didn't understand the joke, and I had to explain it. And he's going on, and then I go outside, and they're getting kicked out, and the guy would not back down. They tried to walk out on the bill. He's talking to Adele for 20 minutes. He's talking to Italia for fucking 30 minutes, and we're all, like, hanging out, and he did it during Derek's set. So Derek and Monroe are standing outside, and this guy goes up to Derek. He's like, hey, man, I love bro. You know, I love comedy. I'm a comedy fan, and you did good. You did good. We had to give you a hard time. You did good. And Derek's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what the fuck's the matter with you? You talk, you get kicked out, now you want to be my friend? So the guy starts to, like, get offended, whatever. And then Monroe's chiming in, and then the guy steps towards Derek, and I step in the middle, and we're all like, just leave, just walk away. So the guy's friend comes up and grabs him, puts his arm around and walk away, and of course Derek and Monroe are like, oh, you gay, you gay, oh, that's what you say, you gay, you gay. And immediately I swivel and turn to them, and I go, there's nothing wrong with being gay. Gay is not an insult, stop it. And we're all like laughing. Laughing. And yes, we're all laughing. And this girl shoots up, runs out to me and goes, who said there's something wrong with being gay? There's nothing wrong with being gay. How dare you say that? And everyone's like, what the fuck? And I look at her, I go, lady, I'm gay. And she's like, what? And everyone's like flipping out. And Derek did his little like run around, you know, dance laugh. And she goes, I just want everyone to know there's nothing wrong with being gay. It's totally fine. I go, listen, of course there's nothing wrong with being gay. I mean, you're going to end up in hell, but there's nothing wrong with it. And she was like,
at this point, Derek is reaching for anything he can slap against his thigh while laughing. I guess that's the best part of being a black comic. You always just slap your dick on your thigh.
Dude, the funniest fucking joke I ever heard was Sean Patton said that, and I'm going to butcher it, but he was like, you know, black people, I love black people, and they're just so energetic when they laugh, they run around. So I think Kenyans are such good runners because at the beginning of a marathon, they don't shoot a gun, they just tell a really good joke.
Or do a magic trick.
Yeah, that.
But yeah, it was so funny, like seeing, and then this girl just kind of like meekly walked away, and Monroe's sister was there, Danae, and she looks like a taller Monroe. She was like, is you gay? Is you gay? Then shut up. She was like, what's it matter if I, and it just turned into this whole thing. And then meanwhile, the guy is still trying to get his money back. It was just such a mess. And we're like, is this what we really wanted?
That's the clientele.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're back, baby.
I had a night last night that was like a roller coaster of emotion. I had two spots at the Cellar, and I did my set, and it was one of those sets where like everything is hitting. I'm like in the moment, riffing, adding new tags when it's happening on stage. You know, everything is like, oh man, I am zen. I am just, things are slowing down and I'm just fucking, everything is gold. And I walk off.
Be careful.
Like,
don't hurt your neck sucking your own dick.
No. That's part of the story. I would, you know, that thing when you do like, well, and you're like, I am so good at what I do. Man, I really work hard. I am just great. And then I went downstairs to do my second set, and it was just so bad. such a fucking piece of humble pie. And Mateo was on before me, and he ended.
Oh, that's two in a row. It's that.
Well, dude, I was so nervous about following him because he's so likable and he just crushes every time. And he got off on being like, "Fine, whatever, I'm leaving." And like walked off. I was like, "Oh, I was like, how are they?" And he's like, "They're work." I was like, "Oh God!" And immediately I go on, and some girl yells like, "Delaware!" And she like knows me and was like, "I'm from Delaware!" And immediately was like, and that threw me off. And then like, it was one of those sets where it would be like, joke, not work, address it, that works, joke, not work, you know what I mean? And I was just like losing it, and I was getting such laughs in the meltdown that it tricked me to go, oh, I'm getting laughs, I got them back, now I can do jokes. And they couldn't have hated jokes more. Like, they couldn't have hated what I had to say, and then I had to melt down. And instead of, I learned, like, and I gotta tell myself this, if I get lost in the moment, or I like do, if I'm like in a meltdown or like on a whatever, stay in that and don't be like, let me go back to the G, you know what I mean? And so it was just, it was like such a lesson, whatever. And I got off and like an all right laugh, but it was like work. This crowd sucked.
Do you think that this is like a product of podcast fans, maybe, that they don't like the prepackaged material, that they like it better when you're like talking to them off script?
I actually think it's a product of shows like Louie, where they want to be on the inside of it. Mm-hmm. And so like that's I think essentially what blew up the Cellar, even though it was like the biggest club. What made it where they could have like 10 shows a night was people seeing it on TV like that. And they don't want to see people do their bits. Mm-hmm. They want to be part of the show. They want to be like involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be involved. And they want to feel like they affected the narrative of the show. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a level of entitlement, too, where a lot of them think, well, I paid money, whatever, I'm going to, you know, this show is for me, you know, or like they have this idea of comedy that you know, like the good comedy is something that's obviously scripted, you've done a million times, but you fool everyone into making them think this is the first time you've ever said it.
How many comics do we know that laugh at their own jokes in the same spot every time?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I mean, there's an art to that. It's, you know, like I've seen some comics do the same act so often every time, but they do this trick where it's like, this seems like it's the first time you've ever done it. And I really admire that. And, you know, the people that go to these shows, I think some of them think like, you know, I am helping, or I'm making it better, or I'm giving them this organic moment, and look how good it, and it's like, no. I mean, some comics are great with that, but, and usually I'm good with it, but last time I was like working in a set, and it fucked me up, and whatever, but I like was getting laughs in the moment in that meltdown of just like flipping out about how bad it was, and instead of staying with that all the way through, and just like stream of consciousness, whatever, I was like, they laughed. I'm going to go back to what, you know, show them what a good time to shine. Yeah. And it was just so like not what to do. So I get off, and the next comic was like, it always feels good when like comics are laughing, you know, because like secretly we just want the back of the room to laugh. And so like that felt good. But I was like feeling like whatever. And then I went back and Louie was watching the entire set. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck. Like, I wanted an attaboy from him so bad to be like, that was great. Fuck them, you know? And I was like, oh, that was rough. He goes, it was fine. Oh. And I was like, oh, fuck. And, you know, he was like quiet. And I'm like, oh, God.
So you're telling me Louis was quiet and awkward in your social situation?
Yeah, can you believe
fuck
it?
Fuck out of town.
So I so desperately wanted that, like, hey, buddy, you know, and I didn't get it. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm
gonna depends
quit.
On what hand, but.
Yeah, he helped me. And so I like watch, and the next comic went up, and it was kind of like a knife fight as well, you know, like starting a bit, bailing, whatever, and they kind of like that a bit. And then Louie went up, and I got to see him, and he like went to some jokes, and they just hated him, they just sucked. And he addressed it and was like, man, you guys. He was like, I watched the last comic, and I was like, you need more confidence. But he was right. You guys, this is hard. And he was struggling through material and, like, doing jokes and, like, losing them. So it was, like, cool to see this.
It was like an affirmation.
Yeah, it was, like, affirmation. It was, like, this thing, like, oh, we're all in this together. And to see this, like, immortal man be mortal was, like, oh, this is cool. But also, as, like...
It was about time he was taken down a peg.
Yeah. But as a fan of comedy, it was cool to see how someone like that deals with... the fucking shittiness of the crowd.
I watched
moment.
Chappelle bomb at like 2 a.m. at the store in the base. And like, I mean, for a crowd that you would think would be very excited to see him and they sat and gave him shit the whole time.
Yeah.
And so, yes, that, and I agree. I did. That did help me.
Yeah.
That time. It was like, oh, well, yeah, sometimes it just
sucks. Especially
because
we experienced the same crowd. And there's nothing worse than, like, going up and you eating a dick and everyone else is just wonderful, you know? So it was like, I don't know, it was really cool. And it also gave me a lot of gratitude because, you know, it's like, whatever, this sucks. And, you know, you're like, am I going to be able to eat in 3 months, you know, like whatever. But it was like a really cool gratitude moment of like, wow, what this life is pretty cool.
But it also makes us like, I don't know about you, it makes me happy that we came up in like these Wild West rooms.
Yeah.
That were always fucking awful.
Yes.
So that now when that happens in a real room, you're like, yeah, no, this happens sometimes.
Yeah, and like I was letting it just slide off me or whatever. My thing was I handled it, but I had the ego of going back to the jokes instead of just staying and being humbled and like living in that thing. But it was really fucking cool to see Louis have to deal with that, you know?
Do you think part of it is people being more in tune with how that process works and just wanting the meltdown because that's fresh and new?
Well, some crowds love watching you struggle.
It almost sounds like that, you know, that Bill Burr Philly moment. You know what I mean?
And which he had a it took him a long time to get over that.
Right, right.
Because then people started trying.
And as huge as he is now, people know about that, and they're looking for the same fucking.
He said the rest of that whole tour, people were trying to heckle him and fuck with him, and he like it took him a while to live down that video.
No shit.
That it was like almost. As much as it got his name out there, it was detrimental to his live shows.
Whoa.
Because then people were like, oh, maybe he'll do that here.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like a similar thing. Well, do you think it was it happening before COVID, or is it, you think this is more of a... Yeah, like at the same rate?
Yeah, I mean, crowds just suck sometimes. Yeah. And like it's like a bad carpenter blames his tools. But sometimes, at the end of the day, people just suck, and there's like a weird energy in the room, and it's up to you to like find out
how to...
Did
you ever look at a crowd on a weeknight show and be like... Why the fuck are you here?
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah, the other night.
Who comes to see comedy on a Tuesday?
Dude, Tuesday night's historically the worst night for comedy. It's like everybody's like recovering from the weekend. The Monday, everybody like wants to keep the weekend going. But Tuesday, I feel like, is the first real day of the week where you're like, this sucks. You know, nothing ever good happens on a Tuesday. 9/11 happened on a Tuesday, you know? Nothing good happens on a Tuesday. And, dude, sometimes crowds... I was at 2A, or no, not 2A, Niagara, which used to be 2A, which is where punk rock and hardcore started in New York City. And matter of fact, I'm going to my first concert, punk rock show, since COVID. Tompkins Square Park, Saturday, April 24th, 12 p.m., Madball, Blood Clot, Murphy's Law... It's going to be fucking awesome if you want to go.
No, thanks.
Fair enough.
Not my thing.
Dude, I'm going to a movie tomorrow night, too. In a movie theater. I'm going to go see Nobody, Bob Odenkirk.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
good. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be like a normal, fun, old world activity.
Movies were not fun before COVID.
Well, no. You got to go to the right
I've never been happy at a movie theater.
Really? What about like the Alamo?
Because there's always somebody on their phone. There's always somebody talking. There's always somebody
crunching,
doing something
crunching
annoying.
Very loud.
Well, you can't eat. You can't drink. The seats are separated. This is a small theater in Cobble Hill. I have a fear. I don't know if you guys can relate, but I have a fear of going to like opening night movies or a big theater because I'm afraid it's going to get shot up.
Okay.
Another reason to stay home. Buy a big TV, they're cheap enough now, you know?
Well, I mean, I've been at home for so long. I'm so excited to do, like, an activity I took for granted prior to this, you know?
Yeah, I like the watching movies at home because I have, you know, like a sound thing with like chewing and stuff. So there's always somebody that's like rustling with their bag or chewing loudly, and they're always right next to me no matter what. So
even like higher tier theaters.
Yeah, like Menlo Park or, you know, like the ones with like the reclining seats and you get drinks and whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you say something?
No.
No.
Because then like whatever guy I'm with is going to end up fighting.
Mm. Right.
So. Me too. Same problem.
Yeah.
Whatever guy you're with.
It ain't going to be me, you know?
Get him, Charles.
Usually, so I like, there's like the Nighthawk and the Alamo and there's these like.
Oh, Nighthawk is great.
Like higher end theaters where you pay a little more. And I feel like it almost, and.
It's like golf.
It is
getting at.
It's an elitist thing to say.
Yeah.
But because the tickets are a little more, I feel that it does eliminate. Some shitty people.
That's how I feel about bar shows
like
when you make people pay.
Yeah.
Because free bar shows, people are like, oh, whatever, this is free, these people, blah, blah, blah. But even if you do $5, I feel like people are more attentive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because their money's attached to it. Yeah. That makes sense. 100%.
Or like, and there's certainly like the iPick in like South CC Port. South Street Seaport, they have pods. So you literally have like, what? And that was before COVID, you have a pod
sound
around
dampening?
You. What?
Whoa. Like a sound dampening pod?
I never noticed another person around
I
this.
I like that.
And you have reclining like 2-for seats.
Mm. Whoa.
But sometimes, I mean, some movies are improved by a crowd. You don't think there's
they
certain movies?
Be. Oh, it's
a big action
suspense
movie.
Sure, no,
like
a joint thing is fine. Like everyone
hearing
enjoying
everyone
the same
react
thing.
At the same
one
time.
One asshole
is cool.
On his phone next to me, I want to murder him.
Yeah,
and then I don't want to go to the movies anymore.
Totally.
Yeah.
No, the phone is my biggest pet peeve. Because
why'd you come?
Or it's always like they're like I turned down the brightness. I was like, but it's still a big shiny thing.
Right.
It's more so. It's even more so. Like, why did you come here? To do this.
Well, it's fun if you do it on airplane.
Because I have a kid! Sorry. Flashback. I need to know my son's all right! Well, he's in the doctor's! Sorry, flashbacks.
Shit. It's fun, though, when you put your phone on airplane
post-traumatic spic disorder.
Yeah, it is typically a guy who looks like Lewis.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Like I said, that... I've seen bad movies greatly improved by a wild audience. Like,
yeah, it could be fun.
The Friday 13th remake, which was not a great... I mean, it was fun, but it is what it is. And there's a scene where the one character just stands up and he has a gun and he's shooting arbitrarily into the woods. Mm-hmm. And in the back of the theater, a guy stood up and just went, "Nigga, conserve your bullets!"
That guy's always there. Isn't it awesome?
You know what? He was right.
Yeah.
And it made the movie better.
Correct. Yeah, those instances are great.
Dude, we used to go to movies, like late night movies, intentionally bad movies. And it was like me, Yamanika, Monroe, Dave Temple, like all, like I, you know, it was like me and the blacks and I was like the one white tag along. And it was so fun. I've never had more fun at the movie of all of us. It was like Mystery Science Theater 3000. It was just, we were all screaming at the screen. What's so funny?
It's just funny.
Robot roll called Jamal.
I thought I messed up the name of the thing. Yeah. But it was so fun. And sometimes there would be other people there and we'd invite them to the group and they would yell stuff. And it was like such a fun experience. But that can only work if it's a small, like no one else is there. If it's like doing that with everyone else, you better be on every time.
It's probably more fun when you're like part of the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was thinking.
With Dave Smith.
I think a midnight movie, you should expect rowdiness.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's fair.
Totally.
That's fair.
So like I used to go see...
And if you expect it, it's more fun. If you're like, don't interrupt, then it's like, ugh.
I used to go see old movies at the Sunshine at midnight before they closed it. Mm. And I can think of, like, we saw the Sylvester Stallone softcore porn. And there was
what?
The Italian Stallion.
Do you see his
wife? Oh, that's what that's from? That's like a...
Other way, it's reverse engineering. Hold on. Let me give you a lesson.
Go ahead.
So, Stallone did Rocky.
Uh-huh.
Before he did Rocky, he did a softcore porn called Party at Kitty and Studs.
Okay.
When Rocky came out and was a huge hit, they re-edited Party at Kitty and Studs, used a bunch of B-roll of Stallone, like, walking around and working out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. What?
And had a guy impersonate him for the narration and released it again as the Italian Stallion.
Okay.
Wait, do you see his wang?
No, it's softcore. You see his balls.
That's really? A super scrawny Stallone, by
and
the
it's,
way.
It is gross. Yeah, it's him and a guy that looks like Bill Maher are the only two guys in it. And it's like a softcore porn with, like, some S&M stuff. The only reason, my favorite part of it is the girl goes to go down on him, and she goes, "I'll be velvet mouthed on your shank of love." Oh, and then she's sucking his dick, and he picks her up and goes, "You hit me," and punches her in the nose.
What?
And beats her with a belt.
Is there a trailer for this?
Huh.
Yes.
And I went to see that in a big theater, and there's only like 8 people in the whole theater, and it was a group of 4 with me,
yeah,
and then like a couple other people. And I, as the movie was starting, I looked around the theater, and I went, "Hey, does everyone just want to sit together?" And we all just sat in one row together.
Oh, that's so fun.
And did poppers and drank whiskey.
Right?
You guys never heard of this?
No.
Stallone's son has one of the only film copies of it.
That's weird.
He like
you think he watches it? Would you watch it?
To be inspired?
If your dad was in a fucking... I don't think I'd watch it, right?
Softcore, yeah. So I can make fun of him.
That would be, yes. Correct.
I just spent 30 days in the dark with a man that's in every woman's dream. This guy here, Sylvester Stallone. I've been hired by Stallion Releasing Company to supervise the editing of this new X-rated film, The Italian Stallion, with Sylvester Stallone in the starring role as Stud. I don't have to tell you that he was the star of United Artists' biggest grossing film ever, Rocky.
Well, you just
After editing this film, I can assure you that everything you ever wanted to see of Sylvester Stallone can be seen in this new X-rated movie, The Italian Stallion. However, due to the mature content of this film, there are only two scenes we can show you acceptable for a G-rated preview.
Oh yeah, and it's they mimic the Rocky music too.
Mm. Did Stallone okay this?
No. He did it. They own it. He can't take it back. Huh. Yeah, so it's a lot of this.
Wow.
It's a lot of B-roll. Ooh, wow. He said that I think he got paid $300 to do it, and he said he needed that $300.
Grossly
so
overpaid.
Dude, when I was teaching, I tried to tell my students the story of Perseverance about how Sylvester Stallone wrote the script on a construction pallet, and he had like nothing. He had to sell his dog, and this kid in the back of the room was like, "That shit gay." And I was like, "Oh come on!" They're like, "Wait, we don't care about no Rocky." And I was like, "Oh god."
That do it for you, Shannon?
No.
Very effeminate, no?
Yeah, and he's very skinny. I don't like it.
It's like fucking what's his face? Stallone. Not Stallone. Stallone.
That's right. It is Stallone.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that.
This is all they could show the movie.
It's like a correct
There's
answer.
No dialogue.
I mean, this is the movie, pretty much.
Is that a joint?
Yes.
What?
Reefer Madness.
That's it.
Wow. Wait, that's the whole thing?
That's the trailer.
Okay.
Life used to be so cool and simple. What about that porn film you were supposed to have started?
Stallone. I was starving when I did it. I was desperate. You know, when you're hungry, you do a lot of things you wouldn't ordinarily do.
What else did you getting do? Getting fucked in the ass.
What else did you do?
I'd like to remind you that if the frank portrayal of sex offends you...
All right, we cut it.
All right.
Huh. Yeah, I saw that there.
Can we have that? Can we have her saying that before every episode? If the frank portrayal of sex offends you,
perfect.
Please do
if
not
the portrayal
watch.
Of sex with Frank offends you. I saw that there. But like most nights are super fun, like Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. and you'd see movies and just be silly. And then when I went to see Night of the Living Dead, and I was just not on the same plane as everybody else, and I'm drunk and having fun and talking, and this fucking nerd in front of me, because some of us are trying to hear the movie, and it was like the first 5 minutes, and I went, the black guy gets shot at the end.
No!
Yeah.
What'd he do?
He left.
Oh, no, awesome. That rules.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Good for you.
It's a midnight movie. You're supposed to be rowdy and have fun.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think I get it.
Some I don't mind rowdy. I really don't. It's the mm-hmm.
you don't like
come
rowdy?
Here guy. No, I love rowdy.
Oh,
I'm a fucking psychopath.
I don't like rowdy.
Yeah, she hates me.
So even like if you wouldn't like that kind of like midnight movie.
Yeah,
experience?
I guess if that was the purpose and like you're drinking or whatever. Yeah, but typically when I see a movie, like I want to be like immersed in the movie, and like all of this stuff on the outside takes me out of it, and I'm like, forget it, I hate this.
You like sex without music.
No, it's okay. Music is okay.
I don't like music.
I don't know. I don't have sex.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You like music during?
Hell yeah. Dude. No, I want to hear me and her trying to breathe the whole time.
Yeah, all right. It's a fair point.
Yeah, I want to hear two people having ham attacks on top of each other.
Are you okay?
It's like Forrest Gump's mom. Your mom sure loves you, boy.
Oh, shit.
So when I really want to see a movie, I'll see it twice. I'll see it at the matinee, and usually in New York those are pretty empty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then I'll see it again at night with an audience. And I almost watch the audience at night. If I really liked it during the day, I want to watch people watch it.
Okay, that sounds fun.
It's like very nerdy.
Plus you always have a weapon, like the black guy getting shot at the end. You know?
Well, it's not a living dead.
You could always
domain.
Ruin it for somebody.
Mm.
I like it.
All right, let's get into the stories. What do you say?
Yeah, I had another... Wait.
Yeah, let's do that snake bite thing.
The snake bite Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, snake pit.
Snake pit, sorry.
All right, Shannon, okay, which of these
bunny
would you get?
Hot.
The bunny is cute.
Right? Joking. Go to the bunny.
Yeah, 100%. That's the one. Click I the already thought, like, I'd get that one.
I don't like the placement, but...
Oh,
I
love it.
The whole, this is art.
Look at that little butt plug.
The bunny has a tattoo that says slut
on our butt.
That's amazing. I love that.
All right, Shannon, if you had to get the bunny or just slut on your butt, what would you get?
At the bunny.
The bunny. Name Ian.
Look, Maddie, we're almost. That's what we're going to have.
That one.
Oh my God!
That
wow
seems a little blasphemous.
Awesome.
It's on his skull.
It's on his skull.
Jesus
that
Christ.
Is awesome.
Literally.
If you had to guess, what do you think he does for a living?
Tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever you meet, this is how. Well, before I had like regular drug dealers. When I lived like deep in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. if I met somebody that was tattooed up their head and eyes,
mm-hmm.
I would go, "Hi. Are you a tattoo artist?" And if they said no, I would go, "I would like to buy some drugs, please." And you know what? It fucking works pretty goddamn good.
So you're always one for two.
Yeah. It's, hi, are you a tattoo artist? And they go, no.
That's awesome.
And you're like, cool, how much is weed?
I'm learning so much from you today, Zach.
Wow.
Where is that? That's on her shoulder.
On the chest? Yeah. Like it's on her clavicle.
Right. By the collarbone. That's... Jesus. Who are these people?
By the way, does that mean that this guy's dick sucks and she's a ball girl?
It seems like a memorial thing to me. Like maybe she misses.
Like she had a miscarriage?
No.
Oh.
She just misses his balls.
Yeah.
It's a weird spot to put him. You think you'd put him somewhere you'd rest him.
If they're doing pictures of these tattoos, there needs to be a video follow-up with like people
this one's really,
in an interview.
It's well done. It's
pretty good.
Some of these are so well done.
This image is burned into like a grown child's mind. You know what I mean? Like he saw his dad doing that through a keyhole when he was a young boy.
That looks like Jesus.
Oh, it's like one of the other doors from The Shining?
He's also really using teeth.
No.
I like that you're like critiquing his form. Like, that's the problem here?
It's a little bit of the problem.
Let's keep it.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Big vag.
These
right
are all
there.
Just beautiful, by the way.
Some of these are so well done.
Is that a vag in an apple?
No, it's a Venus flytrap.
No, it's
a
Venus flytrap.
You dummy.
Oh, good call. Look, I was distracted by the vagina on this lady's leg. I hope.
Go more.
What is this? Snake bit? Snake pit.
Snake pit. It's like snake _ pit. Go down. There's...
Hmm.
Oh, wait. Did this page get reported? Look at that.
WAP. The WAP one.
Summer 98.
That's pretty sweet.
WAP. That's fucking awesome.
It says 2016. So has WAP always been a thing?
I mean,
I think that's the account.
Technically?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think they had to get a new account. Somebody reported it. Dude, I got into it with like a fucking troll and he reported my account.
Yeah.
For sexual. For bullying?
Well,
No,
I had a video of me doing the mangina, and he reported it to try to get my account shut down.
So stupid.
What's a mangina?
He said something, and I was like, I like replied back, and he was like, well, at least I don't get paid $17 to tell jokes of losers. I was like, yeah, aren't you going to comedy shows? Did you just call yourself a loser? And then he fucking reported my account.
I got reported for saying bye, bitch, to somebody.
Really?
Yeah, I just wrote bye, bitch.
Was it B-I?
What?
Was it B-I?
No. I did. Somebody was talking shit on Lewis. I told him to get off my page. And I was like, hey, if you're going to talk shit about my friend, I don't want you to be my fan. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I was never a fan. I'm like, you're on my page.
I know. Dude, somebody messaged me specifically to tell me a comic that I'm friends with that I posted like, hey, check this out. They were like, they suck. And I was like, why would you? You didn't have to do that. That's so rude.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when people are just rude for no reason.
I don't understand.
Our pages are meant for positivity and love.
I don't think
only.
Any of us can sit here and talk about DMs in front of Shannon. Shannon,
can we
hear some of the weirdest
imagine.
Fan interactions that you've had to avoid?
It hasn't been interactions. Like sometimes when I make the mistake of going to that like folder that's like, you know,
message
people
request.
Yeah. And I've read some on TTI before, but there are people that just spiral themselves out of control, like drunk at 3 a.m, and they'll start off by being like, hey, I'm a big fan. I'm not trying to hit on you or anything. And then they switch to like, but if I did hit on you, like I'm a really cool guy. I'm tough and all this stuff and then fall back out of it and be like, well, you're not going to fuck me anyway because you're a prude bitch, and then back around. And
oh,
it's like,
God.
And this will continue through like several days where they'll get drunk again and catch back on.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
disturbing.
I've never heard a
morning,
better definition of spiraling.
They'll apologize in the morning.
No, they just catch back onto it.
I've had people who do that and they apologize in the morning. They're like, that was so inappropriate. I should never have messaged you. And then like the next weekend hits and they're in the DMs again. And it's like, dude, learn your lesson.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
I get the drunk ones too. And it'll be like, hey, I'm a really big fan. I just wanted to suggest the movie for your show. And then like 6 hours later, be like, fine, ignore me forever. Yes. Fuck you. I hate your show. Yeah. It fucking sucks.
People are fucking nuts, dude. The guy that told me that a friend of mine sucked and I like reprimanded him and he's like, can I still be a fan of yours? I was like, look, I don't care what you do. Just don't fucking hate on friends of mine like a piece of shit. And then he was like, started asking me a bunch of questions, and then he sent a message and was like, if I send you a guitar, can you sign it? And I'll give you posters to send it back. I was like, buddy, you gotta fucking see somebody. Like, what is the matter with you? This is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people that get mad at me for blocking them or for deleting a comment if they're mean about somebody that I'm like posting.
Oh, I get that. All people are like, how could you delete my comment? I'm like, because it's my fucking page.
Exactly.
Yeah,
get
you're
the
being
fuck
rude.
Off.
Yeah, don't be shitty.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like shitty to me and like talk about me in the third person, like Shannon, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is my page.
Right.
Why are you doing this here?
It's so easy to not do that.
Yes.
I've never had that urge to just be negative on someone's page or like on a YouTube thing, be like, this person sucks.
Because what's the like, what are you looking to do there? I don't understand like what the end
satiate
result is that they're
illness.
Looking for. I guess so.
I feel like people, like we're all looking for community and a lot of people don't have it. And then negativity is a way to draw other people in. And
that's
then
fair.
If you pile on, it like feels good and mm-hmm. tearing someone. It's just all a place of negativity and they're not okay with themselves. It's like so clear to see, but they just... We'll never see that.
Messenger of the show, Ian Fidance. If you pile on, it feels good.
If you're at the bottom of the pile, you're going to suck your way out. No, I don't know. I hate that stuff, and it's so easy to not do it. And it is funny, though, to see people spiral. Like, giving the compliment, and they're so butthurt that you didn't respond. They're like, well, I hate you anyway. It's like, are you five? What's the matter with you?
I had somebody message me the other day that my friend of 10 years, longer than 10 years, there's a random dude. Hey, I just want to let you know that your friend called my friend's son a retard and that I heard he uses the N-word sometimes. And I was like, you're going to tell me that? You're going to tattle to me about using no-no words?
Yeah.
And then I just wrote back, nobody likes a fucking snitch.
Right. I love it. Right. I will say, though, like 9 times out of 10, when people have said really out-of-pocket stuff, I'll message in person and be like, hey, man, I'm a person. Like, I get jokes, but you're not my friend. Mm-hmm. Just because you listen to me on a podcast doesn't mean we're friends. Or you can, like,
most of the time,
launch.
They are horrified. Like, they really are.
Dude,
like, I was just trying to be funny.
Yes, and they'll go, I'm
have no boundaries.
A fan. I'm really sorry. I didn't think of it that way. And it's like, oh, I get it. But, you know, please don't again. And they're like, I'll never do it again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you're anonymous or you're whatever, it's like messaging on a public page. You're like posturing and everything. But mm-hmm. then personally, they're like, I'm really sorry. You know, I didn't mean to. And it's almost like touching in a way. But fuck you.
Shannon, do you ever get videos of dudes masturbating?
Yeah, do you ever get dick
I
pics?
Have.
Can
yes.
we have some?
Can you show some?
There's nothing I'd be able to find quickly right now.
Do you want
to
get one?
I've seen it already. I've already seen it.
It gets better.
Yeah. Where do you see it when it's activated?
I mean, I can start forwarding them to you guys, but I have gotten videos of them masturbating.
Finishing?
I don't watch the whole way through because like
I would
when someone
watch, I think.
Because when it comes up, if I'm not following them, it's like, you know, you have to like touch it for it to like
yeah.
show up, and so I
that's
look
how
and-
mine works too.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I'll just like look and I'm like, oh, it's another dick, and then just move on from there.
Has there ever been one where you're like, hold the phone, Mabel, let's check this one out?
Yeah,
usually not, because usually just so gross, the whole context of it is so
right.
gross. But
I get messages like that because, you know, I'm like open about who I am and everything, and guys. it's I really hate, and I empathize with what, you know, women and female comics have to go through, because they'll be like, hey, I think you're so funny and I really like your comedy. And I'll either be like, hey, thanks, or I won't say anything. And then the next thing is like, can I suck your dick? Or like, would you fuck me? Or like a dick pic. And I'm like, this is rude, you fucking monster.
I had this Twinkie Asian that for months was sending me pictures of him jerking off, videos of him like jiggling his ass cheeks. And I'm like, dude, this guy loves me. Yeah, and then my buddy Nick is also about my size, and he added him on Instagram.
Oh, no.
And the guy sent him all the same pictures.
Oh,
and
no.
Wasn't a comedian, had none to do. And I was like, oh,
damn
this
it.
Slut.
I thought we had something special.
This fucking gook slut is just all over.
At least they helped a friend. That was nice of you.
No, he also just wanted to see if he would. He was like, no, that guy's definitely just. He messages those to fat dudes all day long.
Gotcha. So he didn't go for it.
No.
You weren't special.
That's, yeah, I thought I was funny and special.
I know. It's a real bait and switch. I don't like it. Like
BATD.
Yeah. It's a real masturbate and switch. Alex's mom just rolled her eyes.
I forgot she was
did
here.
Not like that.
No, she was filing that one away for later. Yeah. Gotta remember Ian's funny joke.
Oh, fuck. All right, yeah, let's get into some stories. I like
cock.
Which one do I like? Oh, this is a silly one. Maple syrup mishap, likely cause of explosion at lakefront home.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Sounds like the beginning of a cereal commercial. Whoops.
Could you zoom in a little?
Holy shit.
Wow. Why, though? Is it
flammable?
Can
you go back up to the story?
I'm confused.
I want to know what about maple syrup made it explode. Can you just zoom in so we can see it a little better? Like the
is Alex's mom on this? What is happening?
Details are few, but witnesses confirm first responders raced to the scene of a reported explosion and subsequent fire with smoke visible in West Ferris on Thursday. North Bay police officer arrived. Several vehicles headed to the back of a deep lot on Lake Nisping, armed with fire extinguishers. North Bay fire crews from all three stations arrived on. Okay.
So
a mishap on the street side porch involving a propane burner used for cooking a sap for maple syrup. Luckily, the homeowners were on the other side of the home.
Oh, so it's not the syrup. Not
luckily for us.
You know, recently they just started using science with fires.
What do you mean?
Like fire investigators for years used to just, it was like, it was like a passed down thing from like fire marshals to their sons or whatever. That was like, oh, it was just an angry fire. they would use science or anything. They were just like, yeah, I think the fire started over here and really took off a life of its own. Let's throw this guy in jail.
Looks like someone lit a match here, maybe.
Yeah, they like didn't use science or forensics or anything for years and years. There's like all these stories about people getting thrown in jail for them getting, you know, like, oh, you started this fire and really it was just a faulty wire. And they were like, well, the guy was angered at his wife. It must have been him. It looks like the fire just kind of blew up on its own. Case dismissed.
Oh, we think this gentleman consumed a lot of hot sauce and probably burped near a window.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he got angry and flames started coming out.
So wait, what is it? Was it the maple syrup or was it the thing they were cooking and then exploded?
It looked like the propane, so it's not the syrup's fault that this happened.
Yeah, that's just a...
No, I think it was the propane, but I'm assuming the whole place smelled like syrup.
It had to smell awesome.
Either the sap overflowed or the hose let go on the propane tank. You know what? This is a bit of a clickbait.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I'm going to bet it was the propane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very flammable thing. Aunt Jemima's and drip it through the house and light it on fire.
No, it was Aunt Jemima's last stand. Like a monk, she set herself on fire. No more of this for my people. All right, let's look at something else then.
What about India COVID? Thousands gather for dung-throwing festivals. Cases top 200K in a day.
Well, yeah, let's do that.
Is this human dung?
Probably.
No.
I'm going to guess cow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. It's cow dung, yeah.
Gotta be.
You know, guys, stereotypes are harmful.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these people throwing shit at each other.
Is it a game?
The celebration known as
cow dung.
Pokhala Samara took place in the village of Karaipa in Andhra Pradesh on Wednesday, the day after Lunar New Year. It marks a mythological marriage dispute between two deities, which was resolved by village elders. According to legend, villagers believe that reenacting the dispute and its peaceful conclusion, each war will bring peace, health, and prosperity.
What?
And what exactly do they do?
So, thousands of people toss cow dung at each other.
It's like Italians with tomatoes. This is their tomatoes. It's
supposed to guarantee peace, good health, and prosperity.
Wait, who's dung?
It's cow shit.
Huh. It's just a country of Gigi Allen's.
But in India...
Gigi Allen.
So in India, there's been like 200,000 new cases of coronavirus. So they're concerned, but they went through with the festival anyway.
You know what? That looks like something's going on. Looking at that chart?
Yeah.
I think there's something going on there.
Yeah, I think they should take a step back and examine themselves. Jesus, look at all those cases.
How much would it take for you to participate in a cow shit throwing concert?
Nothing.
That's all I'm thinking of is like how much peace, good health, and prosperity makes this worth it?
Also, like, I've had friends that have like visited India and they just say like when you step off the plane that there is like a smell to the air.
Yeah.
So this must just smell so disgusting. It's hot and there's poop and it just, I wouldn't want to do this.
So wait, two deities flung poop at each other, or where did the poop flinging come into play?
So I guess the myth goes that their breakup involved throwing shit at one another. So the reenactment involves throwing shit at one another.
Is this where the term mudslinging in a divorce comes from?
But that's the thing, though. Why can't they just use that? Can't they just pretend? Like, they're already pretending. Can't they just use mud instead of poop?
Maybe they have more poop than mud.
Maybe.
I would
maybe
guess
poop is an easier resource.
Yeah.
Well, also, they think cows are sacred, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is it like almost like a purification thing?
Maybe they're like,
this
blessing.
Is their bread of Christ.
The shit of cow?
The shit of cow. Peace be with you.
God damn it. It's one of the have you ever heard of, I'm going to do another movie call thing. Have you ever heard of like the Mondo movies?
No.
The tit movies?
Why? So, like, there would be these, like, fake documentaries where they would pay people from third world countries to do gross shit and then release it as, like, what their culture's traditions
were. Oh, like a culture bum fight?
More or less. And maybe it's Mondo Cane or one of those. They have, like, an African tribe bathe in pissing cows and, like, rubbing the shit on each other. And they're like,
why?
Look at these... Look at the traditions of this culture. And then you find out, it's like, oh, no, they paid them all to do the...
Oh, okay. Because
it was like to make them look like savages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
You know?
But fuck, Jesus. The cow... Like, can't you get sick from just that, much less corona?
I mean, I would imagine that it carries pathogens, no? It's
well,
shit.
I mean, the bacteria alone.
Yeah.
E. coli out the wazoo.
I mean, that's just from thousands of Indian people being, you know, grouped together. Wow, that was a gross story.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, what is the case? How do you clean that up?
Oh, no, they're not cleaning
just
anything
like
up
in a
over
field.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like fertilizing the ground, maybe.
Sure. That's
do you think it was one guy started it with a fetish and he just made it out to be true?
He had those sneaky eyes and he was concocting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, why don't we just...
It's like the same as the first Moyle that was like, no, we clean the baby's
penis off of their mouths.
Their mouths.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's tradition.
It's tradition. Yahweh said. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's fucking gross. Would you do the Italian thing?
No.
Would you go to Italy and throw the tomatoes?
Absolutely not. People get like their noses broken and shit doing that. They do oranges, I think, in Spain or somewhere. That's even worse.
That's high a lie.
That's a heavy fruit to be throwing at somebody.
As a heavy fruit, I am.
That's great. Yeah. God.
All right, let's go to something a little more positive. Students of color slave traded by other students in online gaming at a Lado school.
No.
Let's check it out. All right. Students of color slave trade. I think it's called a draft.
So in
this
the
is just
game,
fantasy football.
So this happened over Snapchat. And in the game, it says that one student was worth $100, while another was worth only $1 because other students didn't like his hair.
Aw, that's so sad.
Seems like a fair reason.
So yeah, they were.
Wait, there's an actual game?
Price
or they
one
made it up?
up.
No, it's on Snapchat. They like made it up, I think. Or was it a filter?
No, I think they made it up.
Chains.
God, that's horrible.
Yeah, it would price children and trade them with each other, basically. And they would use but words like auction and farm.
What?
Oh, no, it was just the black kids?
Yeah, they were slave trading.
That's fucking terrible.
Where was this?
This is in North Texas.
We ain't never going to make it.
Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
What comedy clubs are in that area?
I think I found an audience.
That is hard to explain away.
There's no excuse. That is terrible. Were any of the kids in on it? Or it was totally...
It sounds like it was all the kids, no?
No, like that. Any of the black kids? Like
yeah.
Were they aware? Was it like...
Were they aware that it was going on, or was this just a 100,000,000% malicious, hateful thing?
You know, I'm a little confused because...
Or is this another Maple Syrup Fire story?
They're talking a lot about the reaction of the school board, so I'm confused who started this game.
The school board.
This is an odd take on critical race.
Is there a video?
Yeah, the district hasn't done enough after it was discovered that a group of ninth grade students pretended to buy and sell all of their black peers in a Snapchat group called Slave Trade.
Can we please see the video and get some context?
Shit, yeah.
What was that calculator game? Did you play that game?
How is this possible, and how am I still surprised?
But seeing it goes deeper. The N-word, slave trade slash auction.
Students at Daniel Ninth Grade Academy in Aledo putting prices on children of color and trading them online.
Just it makes me sick from the standpoint that I ask myself, who...
$50.
I mean, we could guess.
To... feel that they can do that to someone else.
One student worth $100, another just $1.
Oh, because that poor fellow.
I'm more bothered by the placement of the dollar sign, by the way.
Not shocked. It's incorrect because of the community that we live in, and
it hurt one student enough to tell school leaders and even post about it online. District leaders sent a note home to tell parents the students were disciplined, but some were even angrier with how the note was written,
calling it cyberbullying. Bullying versus racism, they're condoning the behavior, and that is the piece that really gets under my skin.
It softens the blow for those that may be uncomfortable.
Negative dollars.
The conversation of racism.
You owe me.
You owe me, lady.
Online, someone told the school board member Forrest Collins it was a hate crime, not boys being boys. He wrote he agreed 100%. Superintendent Susan Bone issued a new statement just hours ago saying racism and hatred did not have a place in the district. They're taking action and making sure students feel loved.
I'm still a bit disappointed with the email because I do think it still stops short of calling it hate speech.
But Mark Grubbs told us the problems are bigger than this one instance.
Oh,
he pulled his three kids from Aledo ISD.
A lot of racism. Being called out of his name, et cetera. And it got to the point where he didn't mind fighting. And
good.
That just didn't sit right with me and my wife.
And parents are already planning to show up in force at next week's Aledo ISD school board meeting to demand better. Wayne Carter.
I mean, couldn't it just be
No, that's the local group of black activists, the N-Force.
Couldn't it just be like ninth graders being outrageous for the sake of being outrageous, too?
I don't know, man. By ninth grade, even I knew.
That's not.
And I say fucked up shit for a living.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would partake
in that. There's no excuse. That's fucking... And the parents should be... I mean, like, that's a complete failing. That's like an insidious community type thing. There's something awful.
Stuff where we say shitty stuff.
Yeah.
That means in those kids' homes, those words are used.
In a completely hateful,
in a completely
way.
Like hateful, like less than us way.
Or they're just seeing it on the news every day and like going along with it and rebelling. You know what I mean?
No. That's not rebel. That's like
where
does
this take place
hatred.
Anyway? Was this
North
like-
Texas?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I wonder if they were actually exchanging the money that they were putting up there. Or are they just saying this is what
I think
the
person's they were just
worth?
I think the joke role was playing. That they were just assigning value.
Yeah.
Because then they were trading them. So like how do you
No, it was like made up. It was cryptocurrency.
Hmm.
There's something there.
Because if they were really like, you don't know, if there was like you have like 1,000 points,
are
I'm
you
like really trading.
What are you doing,
Shannon? What the fuck? I take my dick back. Take it out of your head. You don't deserve it. I don't like this.
Just trying to understand.
Yeah, we advocate.
It.
There's
for this
no way
thing
to understand. It's fucking terrible. Fucking horrible. But it's weird that this like hasn't blown up. Like you would expect that to be on like the news. But it's
we just watched it on the news.
Yeah, you're
it
right.
It looked like local news though.
If I don't see it on like whatever news I'm watching for 5 minutes, I'm like, well, I guess it's not a news
if,
story.
To be honest, if I don't see it on my Facebook feed, right. I'm like, oh, that really hit the news,
did
it?
I never go on Facebook.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was saying how he goes on Facebook just to watch a guy melt down about being anti-vax, who's a comic that we all know.
I don't know.
I won't say it. But
tell us later.
I haven't been on Facebook in forever. I can't do it.
It sucks. It all sucks now. Everyone hates each other.
I know. It's
no one
terrible.
Gets along. They're fucking sending dick pics to Shannon. Bunch of creeps on there. Mentally ill.
Except
I do.
Fans.
I do
you
enjoy a good Facebook deep delve into like a culture I'm not familiar with. Just watching the meltdown.
Oh yeah, my buddy. I still get messages from friends looking at like an XXXX girlfriend's like posts, and they're just so eye rolly. Like I got sent something like this huge paragraph from her, and I was like, yeah, she was shitty. What do you want? She's always going to be shitty, you know.
I watch a bunch of mentally ill people talk about how DMX. Died because he got the vaccine.
Oh boy.
No.
Yeah, it was a huge thread. You can guess the makeup of the thread. And it was that DMX was not on drugs and it is a government conspiracy, and that most people who get the vaccine are dying of heart attacks and the media is covering it up.
So his like 100 times in rehab and all of that, all fake.
All vaccines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got 100 vaccines.
Yeah, long the game. Guy loves science.
He was vaccinated
science.
For everything.
Yeah. The guy loves science. He would actually vaccinate himself. times, you know? He found a way to snort the vaccines.
Well, in honor of Alex's mom, I think the only way to end today is by playing Guess the Butthole.
It's a fan favorite.
It's a fan favorite. Now a fam favorite.
Is it man? Is it woman?
Look
is
at
it
trans?
Do you see how wide it stands? Time to guess the butthole.
All right, guys,
now
so
should we make Alex explain this?
This is everybody's favorite game, Guess the Butthole.
Yes.
Explained by our one and only Alex.
Okay, so what we're going to do, Mom, we're going to take a look at a bunch of cropped photos of different buttholes, right? And we have to guess whether we think this butthole belongs to a man, a woman, or a trans person. Okay?
Do you want to play as well?
You
or do you
want to
leave
it?
The room and go pray?
What the heck?
Do you understand
the rules?
Oh,
yeah! She's we're playing the clown! Let's go!
All right, guys. So, right, this
hold
is
on,
Guess
hold
the Butthole.
Let me do a tally. We need to make stakes. Like, does someone, like, someone needs to win something or get something taken?
I think we could do, like, $1 in the middle or something.
King of the buttholes.
You know?
Oh, should we put money in?
Shit, yeah, dog.
All right. Do you guys have ones?
I do not have my wallet on me. Can
me
you put
either.
A one in for me?
I got me
you,
too, Zach. Please.
All I have is 20s.
My bag.
How many rounds of this are there?
I think we have 5 or 6.
All right.
6.
Let's do 5 rounds. So okay. It's, you know. And you even have change for a 10.
There we go. Now we can do this.
I have it in my wallet in the other room.
I think.
Why don't we put theoretical money on the table and we could Venmo after
we can Venmo
the show.
I like
okay.
that.
I'm all sorry. Right, I'm good. A young boomer.
So it's $1 each. $1 a round.
Or we can trade on Snapchat later.
$1 a round.
I bet Derek.
Shannon. Maddie. Alex, are you playing?
I prepared the game, so I think Frank and I should be out, but Mom's going to play.
Mm. All right.
Where do you get these pictures?
I get them.
Where do you get these pictures, Alex?
Yeah.
I'm mostly Pornhub, but sometimes I'm just searching Google. You'd be surprised how many butthole photos come up if you search man's butthole.
We should
do Google.
Another game where we guess how many butthole pictures are on my phone.
Oh, God.
They're called selfies.
Hint, it's more than one.
All right, so here's our first one.
Whoa. Okay.
All right.
All right, so what we're looking at was a bit of a seam.
Sweet Roy.
Almost like it looks like a hot dog, and it's got a round in the middle and buns on it.
When it comes to eating this, I would call it a John Mulaney album, because I want just the top part.
Is that a hemorrhoid? What is
correct.
That thing? It is?
That is a swollen anus. Take it from a guy who knows.
What? Oh, Jesus, buddy. Yeah.
You think that's a roid?
I would bet everything. If it's an asshole, I'd bet everything I have on it. I'd bet my fucking right asshole hemorrhoid.
I think that leads, that's a nice seamer down to a nice sack.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that is a seam down to a ball sack.
I'm going
to
go trans butthole.
I also say trans.
I'm going man.
Mom?
Man.
Okay.
Hold on.
How do you know what they are?
We're going to
different websites. Out. So it's it's zoomed in.
Yeah, now Alex's mom, okay. You're saying man? Gotcha.
Yes.
I'm going to go with mom. Uh-huh.
You think it's Alex's mom?
That was my other guess.
All right, everybody.
Oh!
Wait a minute. Okay.
What is it?
Wow, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So does that money now, that dollar each, go into a pool and the next person would get?
Yes. Yeah. And Alex, you're taking care of that, right?
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
So much stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So that was a female with what I can only describe as an Arby's roast beef sandwich for a vagina.
I'm hungry. Vagina. Let's go.
That is still
a
hemorrhoid.
Take a number two, three, and five.
Get me some horsey sauce.
That is not a hemorrhoid. 100% that is a gift from God.
That's not a hemorrhoid.
That's a lot of good stuff in there, but that's also a hemorrhoid.
No, that's called a Slim Jim.
Sticking with it.
All right, let's go number
Jane.
Two.
All right.
No.
Oh, no, Alex, why?
Hello, darkness, my old
friend. Oh, no. Kind of looks like when you see Jesus on a piece of toast.
It looks like a fern tree. So there's a small puckering butthole at the bottom-ish?
Alex.
Very, very dark.
No.
And what looks like hair around it, while my instinct would be to say, man, I think... Because Alex is a bit of a trickster, I think this is an unkempt woman.
Mm.
I see the ghost from the Ghostbusters logo in this. That's the image I see.
Oh, wow.
Slimer?
No, that
inverted.
Yeah, the ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there should definitely be a no smoking symbol over this butthole, without a doubt.
I have to just say, man, even though it's probably not, I would have to say
Maddie?
Man.
Looks like a fig leaf. I'm going, man.
I'm going to say man, too. Alex's mom?
Mom?
I'm going to go with Tran.
Okay. Tran.
I like that.
The Vietnamese person.
Man, Tran.
What
woman.
A sweetheart.
All right.
Let's see
And the reveal.
Yep.
I think this is going in the gay man category rather than trans, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That is a All gay right. gentleman.
And you can tell that they were on a tanning bed by the different shades of tone of skin. Okay, so me, Maddie, and Shannon.
Each have one. So, by the way, look at the tan line. The tan lines looks like an angel.
I know. Look at all the symbolism in this butthole.
And they have what I can only describe as a head around their ass in tan line, and then wings. So I would assume they were in the tanning booth, and their ass meat hung over so that there's...
It looks
tan
like
it
that's
looks,
exactly what happened, 100%.
It looks like when Mr. Burns was an alien in The Simpsons.
I bring you peace.
Yeah. All right, so me, Maddie, and Shannon on the board. Let's keep adding money to the pot.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Oh my God.
Where's the hole? There's no hole.
I know. There is none.
All right. This is. Reminiscent of the blue waffle meme, I would say a little beat up, a little maybe not well kempt, a bluish purple hue to some of it, but very almost no hole. Like it's in on itself. It's imploding.
It's like a dying star.
I think this is Bam Margera from Jackass when he glued his buttholes closed.
Ooh, fuck.
You I guys say go woman. For,
you Anyone
say
else woman? See a cat face in it?
Oh, I do see the cat nose. I see it. And I see the whiskers.
Yeah. I say woman.
I'm going to agree with Ian.
I'm really torn.
Yeah. So that. Yeah, so was that. Alex's mom?
Woman.
Thank you. Maddie?
It's either woman or trans, I feel like. I'm Shannon? Going trans.
I'm
going
to say man.
Wow. Even though I think she wouldn't go around the horn that easily, you know?
Look at the diversity
and
in these choices.
My gut was woman, but I switched it.
All right, Alex.
Man. Wait, did you switch, Shannon?
Yeah, I'll say man.
You're saying man. Okay.
Dun, da, 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 da Yes.
What is? Oh, it's a woman.
It's a woman. Okay.
That is a woman.
Damn it.
So spreading like her assuming cheeks. Gender, a woman of ethnic flavor.
Yes.
I like it.
So
I'm in.
Ian that was a given. Zach got it, and my mom is on the board now.
Yes, I'm winning. Oh my god, I can't wait to win all this money.
I mean, we're all winning.
We're putting in a dollar each round.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
So all of the money is going to go to the
me.
Big winner.
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
Ooh. Okay.
What?
All right.
That looks like the Grim Reaper.
So this one's got a real dark rim, real high, real low. I would say from friction. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys think.
Okay.
I like that. Anybody else have any descriptive...
It's got those little moons orbiting it.
I think we should stop, because then I win. All right, go ahead.
It seems to be leaking something.
Do we have any guesses what that might be?
I'm going to say trans.
Gotta go. It's going to be in there, right? Does it have to be one of each every time?
I'm going to say
you know what I mean? Doesn't have to have all of them, right?
No, the Alex is the game.
You can do all women one time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going woman.
I'm going trans.
Damn it, I was going to do that. Can I switch?
Mrs. Alex.
Trans, I'm going
mom.
Trans.
Mom went man. Ian?
Hold on. I'm saying man.
Okay. All right, the reveal.
Yes!
Did I get it?
Wait. Man!
Is it a man?
No way, that's got to be trans.
No, let's
Alex.
I see balls.
Correct.
That yeah. is a man.
Yeah, this
oh, you're
one
going full surgery.
Is man.
Gotcha.
I feel like we don't know.
Wow.
That for sure.
Wow.
I do feel like we're assuming
gender. Wow. Wow.
There could be boobs there.
Oh my god, I am winning. Yes. All right. Last round.
These are not bad asses on these fellas, by the way.
Are you kidding me? That's an abomination.
That
one's disgusting.
Smooth.
Your standards.
It's got
Maddie.
Some. It's got some rivets on it, but
Maddie
you know,
has a really gross butthole. I think he's going by
really?
His own. Yeah,
that could you could be onto something yes. there, kid.
Are you projecting your asshole?
Yeah. You're a troll on the internet. You're just not happy with yourself.
All right, final round.
I have a self-hating asshole.
For all the marbles.
For all the buttholes.
Oh. What? Alex,
is that a shot from Mars?
I don't remember what this one looks like, but you have to remember a lot of them have looked terrible up close, and then it's sort of a normal butthole when you zoom out. It's just like the pixelation.
I know.
Fucks with you.
I think every asshole is beautiful, like a snowflake.
Well, this one has this like ridge on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one has like a Klingon thing.
It looks like it's coming in from the left.
All right, so this is once again a bit of a purple hue.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks and, like a piece of bubble yum. I want to blow its bubble.
It's going to lose its flavor real fast. All right. I am just, since I'm not going to win, I'm going to take a shot in the dark. Does anybody else see Bigfoot's face?
No.
Oh.
I see like, it? If you turn it like 45 degrees, I see a bandit.
Okay. I'm going trans.
Me too.
I feel like she may have to have gone in way closer to this one to avoid other anatomy. So I'm going to say a woman.
Maddie?
I'm going to go trans. I'll get it eventually.
Mom?
I don't know. I'm going to go with a woman.
Okay.
All right, now listen. If I win and Alex's mom wins, we are in a butthole off between the two of us. An old-fashioned butt off. All right, Alex, let's see it.
All right.
Wow.
That is a woman.
All right.
Oh, my God. Me and Alex's mom have to go one more round.
You guys are in the butthole off, yeah.
All right. Well, now we're down to the nitty-gritty.
Oh, my God.
It's Alex's mom.
Mrs. Alex's mom. I can't believe this.
She's good at this.
Ian Fidance.
Incredibly good at guessing the butthole. Who knew?
What a great memory to tell your grandchildren one day.
Yeah. Alex will never have kids.
Do we have one more as a tiebreaker?
Yeah, so the lightning round here.
All right, what? So
this obviously is just between Ian and Alex's mom. It's their forever secret.
Mrs. Alex's mom?
It's a white one. It's got some ridges.
I'm going to go with woman.
Can we still guess for fun?
I say woman, too.
Yeah, I still want to guess.
Can we still guess for just for fun?
Time. Sure.
They already guessed.
Yeah, I'm going to go woman on that one because it looks like there's a top. There's that goes to a vagina to me.
Yeah.
It does. How do we know if it's trans? The source of the picture?
That's really just kind of a throwing it against the wall and seeing
what
sticks.
So what are we going to do?
I'm going to go woman.
If everyone's saying woman, what are we going to do in this tiebreaker?
Yeah,
right?
If everyone's saying woman,
if
I don't know. I'm trying to bluff Alex's mom on this butthole. You're really sure you want to go woman, Alex's mom?
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going woman too. And I guess we're just going to tie and fucking go on to the next one.
All right.
What is up with that guy's face? I knew I should have gone man.
Wait,
I knew I should have gone
somebody
man.
Somebody stole
Pop
his
the
nuts.
Next one.
Yeah,
all
wait.
Right, now I'm fucking.
His nuts on top of each other like a stoplight?
No, I think he got his nuts removed.
I am very confused by this picture.
Because there's a lot of space there.
Yeah, that this man's grundle is
zoom in on his face. He looks like a mass shooter.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight.
He's concentrating too much on taking care of the camera than he is his own area.
Can we look at his look at the fucking 6 full inches of taint on this guy.
I know.
I mean
you're going to fill that car up with gas twice driving from his nuts to ass.
that is
a long drive.
So much taint.
That's a lie. Alex, let's see the next one. All right,
this has got to be the tiebreaker.
If we tie on this, we split the pot.
All right, that fair enough. Good.
All right, we have another real close-up. Purple hue, kind of looks like a squid. definite pronounced pinhole butthole.
Great symmetry
with
on
some
it.
Ridges.
That butthole looks like it's on opiates. That little pinned eye.
And very pale. And this is our tie-breaking round. Guess the butthole. The two champions, Ian Fidanche, Alex's mom. What do we say?
I think we say man on this one.
I'm saying woman.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have a winner, hopefully.
All right. For all the marbles, it was a man.
No! Oh, Mrs. Alex's mom, you won all the money. I'm so angry.
Mrs. Alex's mom proving dominance and expertise in the world of assholes.
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is
35
bucks.
You know why I know my assholes?
Why?
Because I'm a lawyer. One?
Oh. And that's the show.
That's the show. I want to thank our guests, Shannon Lehire and Maddie Jester-Skulls from The Thing Is Ding.
Thank you, guys.
This is Zach and Ian signing off. I want to thank our beautiful production staff and the wonderful people at Gas Digital. Reminder one more time, guys, go to podcastmerch.com.
And our star guest of the show, Queen
course,
Butthole herself.
Queen Butthole, Alex's mom. And this is Zach and Ian saying...
Bye, guys.